Pesachim Yerushalmi, correspond to Pesachim Bavli, Das Kufchof. We begin Yerushalmi on Das Ayin Aleph Amad Aleph at the second Mishnah on the page. Yoshnu Mikvasam Yoichlu, Kulam Lo Yoichlu. If some of the group slept whilst eating the Korban Pesach, they may continue to eat, but if all of the group slept, they may not eat. Rav Yosi Oimeh Im Nisnamnu Yoichlu Nildamu Lo Yoichlu. Rav Yosi says if they dozed, they may eat. If they fell into a deep sleep, then they may not eat. After midnight, the flesh of the Korban Pesach is metame a person's hands. Hapigul v'anoisa metame siyadayim, pigul anoisa a metame a person's hands. Beirach v'ochis v'chaz ha-pesach pater es shel zevach like pater es shel pesach, di Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says if one recited the blessing on the Korban Pesach, it exempts reciting a blessing on the zevach, which is the Korban Chagiga. But if you recited the blessing on the zevach, it does not exempt reciting a blessing on the Pesach. The Kiva says that neither blessing exempts reciting a blessing on the other one. The Gemara says, Lama meplei yasiya das o mishum sho'avar lav chatzos. The Gemara asks, why is the flesh of the Pesach after midnight metame a person's hands? Is it because he took his mind off eating it, or is it because it has become noisa after midnight? He ge'adz mocha sh'yesh shem chavur acheres hari lo'avar chatzos. Have leith tama do el meplei yasiya das. The Gemara answers that when the Mishnah talked about part of the group falling asleep, that if part of the group remained awake, they may all eat, it must be, therefore, that midnight has not passed, and if some remained awake, it's permitted, since they have not taken their mind off of the korban. Rav Simon, v'shem Rishur ben Levi, ha'pigul v'anoisa mestalfim l'tame es yodayim, k'dei onsham b'kazayis. Rav Simon, quoting Rav Yishur ben Levi, says, pigul v'anoisa join together to be metame a person's hand and to make a person liable for eating a kazayis. Mao shiyifsolat ha-truma. The Gemara asks, if this mixture touched truma, does it disqualify the truma? Kavachoyme, im metamis yadayim, difsolat ha-truma, hein absman lekol shikain, is the kavachoyme. If they make a person's hand of tamay, which can then disqualify truma, certainly they themselves can disqualify truma. Hahen yotze ma'at abidle metamis yadayim, or ein metamis yadayim, in temer hahen yotze metamis yadayim, hapigol v'anoisa, ein and postem es ha-truma, in temer hapigol v'anoisa, postem es ha-truma, Ahein yotze loy gozu alav klum, dolkein, yitame salachitzainas alapnimi. The Gemara asks, is sacrificial meat that was taken outside matame the hands or not? If you say that it's matame, pigla noisa will not disqualify truma. If you say that pigla noisa disqualify truma, this meat that was taken outside is not the same, as if part of it was taken outside and became tame, it would also be matame the part that remained inside. Amrav Avin, man isli devatame machmas maga atzmoi loy wabimeye. Rabbi Avin said, really, pigul and noisa disqualify truma, and meat taken outside is metame. But we don't say that the outside part is metame the inside part, since it's a tumas beis hastarim, which is an internal, hidden tumah, and it's not metame. However, according to Rabbi Meir, even tumas beis hastarim is metame, so our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Meir. But the kain amav Yochanan kol advarim tahirim beruban, ken shechitech ruban lay keparoshu v'yasek magia boi v'yeposel. The Gemara asked, did Rabbi Yochanan not say that all items that became tummy and were split apart, if the majority was separated, it's no longer considered connected? Here also, once he cuts the majority, it's all considered cut and is not considered tummy space of storim. And Rabbi Chananya, mechateh kolshu umashlich. Rabbi Chananya answers, the case is when he cut it off bit by bit and discarded it. And we have a sentence here taken out by the Korban Eider, islach meimah sho'avachat soiz nebibnei hefiyadas, havein leith tamah elamibnei, Hesia das.